And during a teleconference, USMEF Chairman Mark Jagels from Davenport, Nebraska, talked about the importance of the work USMEF does.
On my operation, whether I'm producing corn, soybeans, or cattle, I know that I want the best possible return I'm going to get and to add value to the crops that I raise and the livestock that I produce. That's why it's more important than ever that we capitalize on the premiums delivered by the foreign markets. For both beef and pork, the export value per head of slaughtered has never been higher than it is today. In the first quarter, we averaged more than $60 per hog slaughtered, up 14% from a year ago. And for beef, the per head average for fed steers and heifers was nearly $255 per head, up 15%. This is the kind of growth that can only be achieved if you are getting out into each of the markets that it values the most. And when the U.S. meat industry is able to do that, it boosts profitability across all agriculture sectors. I'm very proud of the role that USMEF plays in that success.
Now, over the years, we've talked with and heard from past chairmen who are producers themselves about how much they appreciate the efforts of USMEF. And while Jagels is no exception, he also wanted to thank producers across the nation for their support of USMEF.
What we receive from our national and state partners in the beef, pork, lamb, feed grain, and oilseed industries is invaluable to the work that we do overseas. The commitment of these producers makes their checkoff program that has fueled the growth of the U.S. meat exports and allowed USMEF to become the successful organization that it is today.
More details on the USMEF Board of Directors meeting and product showcase is available on their website at usmef.org. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.